We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Lance Wiebe, the head coach and general manager of the Fairview Flyers. Flyers season, I believe they finished fifth in the league standings and lost a bit of a tough playoff series there in the first round to the Dawes Creek Kodiaks. I guess the first question I got for you here today, Lance, is I guess some of your thoughts on the season you guys had there in Fairview?
Well, we had a lot of ups and downs this season. We started off fairly good. We put together a pretty strong club, and then as time went on, the injury bug ended up biting us a little bit. So we fought through that for most of the season, and you know, we thought we put together, you know, a good year, and we were hoping to obviously plug along a lot further into the playoffs. And unfortunately, the injury bug kind of ran into us again. So we took that first round exit.
Well, obviously, we know in junior hockey, you know, as you know, players, you know, get older, you know, they age out of their junior eligibility, you know, that's holes you got to fill in the lineup. And in a particular case, your top four scorers from this past season, Dettinger, Fox, Hebert, and Corliss, all four of those guys are kind of graduating for this year. How are you able to kind of, I guess, go about sort of filling, you know, that sort of hole you got in your lineup now as you get ready for next year?
Well, I mean, I don't think it changes on most clubs. Every season you look at those overage guys, you have them in, on your team for certain reasons, right? And this year we were fortunate enough to have those guys contribute offensively for us. And we had some backup support there as well. And that's what we look to then coming into the next year, is that those guys step up and fill the roles of those overage guys.
One thing that it was certainly noticeable to me throughout this NWJHL season was, hey, a lot of the, you know, as the year went along, you know, the fan support definitely seemed to go up a bit. And you know, certainly noticed that whenever you guys came here to Peace River to play the Mavs, it seemed like half of Fairview came to the games as well. A lot of the Flyer fans seemed to travel well by the looks of things. Would you kind of comment a little bit on, I guess, having the fan support back in the league again?
Well, we've always been fortunate enough to have some incredible fan support here in Fairview. And, I mean, we have guys from different communities in the area, so it makes it easier for them to get to places like Peace River and whatnot to watch. So that's always excellent to have that support in other arenas. And, you know, come the end of the year, it was really nice to see. We ended up getting, I think, just the two games without having to run an REP program or having any restrictions in the arena other than wearing the masks. And I mean, our fan support come playoffs is, you know, it just about doubles every year. So that was excellent to see. And we sure look forward to having that support if things can hold well into next season.
And getting on to kind of the, rivalry with the Navs, I think the Navs and the Flyers had some of the more entertaining games at the end of a JHL season, which for me as a play-by-play broadcaster certainly made my job a little more interesting with some of the interesting games between those two. Why don't you guys talk a little bit about, I guess, how the kind of the rivalry was this year?
Yeah, it's. I mean, you always have that close rivalry with a community that's right next door. Obviously, players, we draw from the same kind of area for players, and we're so. Guys have that, know each other a little bit. And with our 8-game season, I mean, it's pretty easy to build a little bit of a rivalry there each season as well. For some reason, the league schedule was a little off balance there, where, you know, we would get into series with certain teams and you'd play. I think we ended up playing the Navs there 4 times right around Christmas time, so that makes it in the new year, and that makes it even better, right? Like the rivalry there. So it's always fun to play those kind of things, and the players get up for it. So do the fans.
And finally, as we kind of get into sort of the off season here, I guess what are going to be kind of sort of the goals for the team as you get ready for next season here?
Well, we obviously have some big spots to fill, so those are gonna be where we set our mind to for sure. Each year you look at guys that are in that midget age group and kind of all over the place too, in plans of filling spots. So we do have guys that we've been watching this season, and and been talking with them all season, kind of in preparation for that. And then we, you know, yeah, we hit the ground running come spring season for some junior camps and different things, and you know, try and fill that roster.
Well, certainly be interesting to follow going forward. The head coach and GM of the Fairview Flyers, Lance Weed, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.